When gas prices skyrocket, fed-up commuters take to trains and buses, says MARTA CEO Keith Parker.
There has been, through historically, a correlation between transit ridership and gas prices, a very strong correlation, as a matter of fact.
Parker says bumps in ridership happened when gas prices reached $3.50. It's a price he calls a painful level. But in recent weeks, gas prices have fallen well below that, and they continue to spiral downward. Parker doesn't seem concerned.
We will monitor closely what happens as gas prices go down. However, we think we are still positioning ourselves in the right way.
With new service, equipment, and technology, Parker says more people are wanting to ride MARTA. Hiro Iseki is an urban planner who studies transit systems. He says MARTA should worry because a lot of its riders take the bus, and they're quick to opt for cars when gas prices fall.
It seems that people who are currently taking buses have immediate response.
Rail riders are slower to abandon the system because of gas pricing. But the unique threat to MARTA, Iseki says, are plans to develop live-work areas around its train stations. He says data show people are less interested in moving to those developments when gas is cheap and they can commute from the suburbs. And MARTA just announced it selected Oakland City and Arts Center for the next round of large-scale transit-oriented development. Jim Burris, WABE News.